Ya elah, kini elah. Wow, open your mic. Devi,
Mustafa.
Open your mic.
Hello, Mustafa.
Okay.
Hello, Ali. Haram, I'm going to do it.
D'accord. Ah, pas
mal. Ah, wow.
Hello, bonjour à tous.
Nangadev. Félicitations.
Merci.
Bon moment, vous avez la salle.
Wow. Allez,
nous allons chanter encore une fois, s'il vous plaît. Allez, guitare.
Elle a revenu du même.
Et tout, elle a revenu du même. Microphone, allez. C'est vraiment mieux que IA.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, parce que vous êtes mon nerf. C'est vraiment bon ça.
Allez, merci.
Le service cool et comme le temps est cool, à nous les bavardages et vous les caméras, à vous les bavardages, à nous les caméras. À qui ne t'as coupé boy de mon écumbe, moi chelou di ragaju, un comme un petit tec, mon potchok di yakader. On en a tous assez autour du lot est cool et comme le service cool et comme le temps est cool. Look at, comme le temps est cool. À nous les bavardages, je vous les caméras, Kenata Hole Boy, Damoye Kumba. Mui hello, tiragadu, te kun ko munti yobo mung po chok di yakader. Kun ko munti tek mung po chok di yakader. Yo man!
Bravo!
Bravo!
Forever.
Yeah, I'm on that.
Everyone, thank you very much for the attention.
You're welcome.
Happy Miskine Abadi. You know, Kine is happy.
It's my pleasure, man.
Yes, we are all happy today. We are all happy.
Yeah.
Peace and love and harmony. In the ghetto. look at aujourd'hui, je porte le chemise. Hein? Le joli chemise. Gal gangi rabbi ala ki suba pe tani dem Senegal gal gangi rabbi ala ki suba pe tani dem Senegal gal gangi rabbi Lucky soup, but well, then you them say, Nigal. Gal gangi rubi. Lucky soup, but well, then you them say, Iba. Gal gangi kati alak ni subate gani dem olan eo gal gangi rabbi alak ni subate gani dem gore Thank you.
Baga sa bang tala sa loko niyo pala bongga Iyako tayo kuli buwag takta gisya Ndawlo, tako teke bang pa yari yung peke woko Alam pa api api ate Ese kay Ese, kundak talang ko isento ay kumit la gete Bila yung parang palibyon, kundak kundak Papa sa bang la bong la, papa sa bang talang sa loko niyo pa la bong ba. Papa sa bang la, halal sa loko niyo pa la bong ba niyo ba. Second of a time, tupo sa kholi ang nanta live. Papa sa bang la. Yakot tayo.
I don't do it in the prayer. We're going to do
Mi adentros, mi adentros, mi adentros. Me, I don't trust them cause me smoke marijuana. Gambia turn up, Africa turn up, Babylon turn up. Me, I don't trust them cause me smoke marijuana. If my other lady do you that cause I'm Indiana. Gambia turn up, Senegal turn up, Babylon turn up. Me, I don't trust them cause me smoke marijuana. Man, you can't leave me back at this regana. Yaka kaya, yaka kaya, we look for a taco piece. Africa turn up, Africa turn up. Senegal turn up, Babylon turn up. We had a problem with me small marijuana. But my underground do you that can say Rihanna. We laid down there soft, man. I come to me so far. The flow to be. We rise, we rise, we rise again. Africa, rise again. We are.
You got it. Yeah, bro.
Forever.
Dial.
I know. Why is there a new target of guy? How many guys are dialing you? I'm my lolo, huh?
Dialing.
Guy, I need to dig you. But nangul dem boleh. Hey, bud. Big up. C'est l'heure de prière. C'est l'heure de prière. Allez, Badara.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Allez, bye bye.
Ik heb opname stilgezet. Radio Teranga was dat. En nu gaan we... Ja, wat gaan we nu eens doen? Active Listening. Nummer 145.
Greetings, welcome to episode 145 of Active Listening.
I'm your host, Stanley. More harder.
We're going to continue our... Greetings, welcome to episode 145 of Active Listening. I'm your host, Stalio. We're going to continue our theme from last week, which was revisiting some of the pre-show jam sessions over the past 3 years. So here we go.
Aloha. My name is Joe Mitchell. I am the director and host of the Kodak Hula Show. This authentic Hawaiian show has been brought to the general public in Hawaii by the Eastman Kodak Company since March 1937. The Kodak Hula Show has helped perpetuate and preserve a very important part of the culture of Hawaii, the hula, and its attendant music. As your host, I invite you now to sit back, relax, and enjoy the beautiful Hawaiian music, songs, and sounds of the Kodak Hula Show. Here to introduce the first number is the talented Louise Akeo Silva, who has staged this show since its inception. Louise?
Aloha pumihana ia o koua koloa, which means, from all of us in the show, including Colonel Mitchell, we extend to you our warmest aloha. And now, for the first few minutes of our program, we'll bring you old Hawaii, our chants and our ancient dances. We'll begin our program with a chant to Laka, the goddess of the hula. E laka e.
E laka e. Pupu ve uve uwe e laka e. E laka I ka leo. E la kai ka loa, e la kai ka vai vai, e la kai na mea apau.
Successful Living Institute now presents weight loss and control through the wonderful dynamic power of your own subconscious mind. This tape was written and produced by J. Terrell Moore, founder and president of the Successful Living Institute. The first step is to determine exactly what you would like to weigh. What is your weight goal? Write it down right now. Now think about the kind of figure you would like to have. Write down your weight goal. Shut your eyes and pretend that you see yourself weighing your weight goal. Write down at least 3 reasons why you want to lose down to your weight goal. Do this exercise each time you play the tape and try to think of different reasons for losing weight. It is very important that you listen to this tape at least once a day. Twice is better, and 3 times is even better. The more you listen to the tape, the faster your results will be. Now turn the recorder off and do this exercise. When you are finished, find a comfortable place, lie down, and listen to the remainder of this tape. The words think thin are now the symbol to call forth from within you all of the following positive ideas, feelings, and suggestions. Subconscious mind, you now desire to become strong and slender. You have a very strong desire to weigh your weight goal. Say your goal out loud now, because you want to become slender. Your appetite is now easily satisfied with a small quantity of food. Your body needs proteins for strength, so you enjoy eating a small quantity of meat. You now enjoy eating green leafy vegetables. You now enjoy eating all of the bodybuilding foods which give you strength and proper balance of vitamins and minerals. Your body has already in storage an abundance of fat. Your body has no need for this additional fat. Your body is ready to use this fat that you have stored up. As this fat is used, you look the way you want to look. See in your mind's eye the kind of figure you want. As this fat is used, you feel the way you want to feel. Strong, energetic, vigorous, because your body has no need for fat now. You now have no appetite for fats, sweets, and starches. You dislike ice cream, you dislike candy, you dislike pie, you dislike cake. And now, you dislike all breads and pastries. You dislike potatoes and gravies. You dislike alcoholic beverages. Your dislike for these foods is becoming so great that it is impossible for you to eat them. You dislike these foods intensely. You will continue to dislike these foods until you have reached your weight goal. You dislike them so much that if you tried to force yourself to eat them, you would become nauseated. Your body has no need for these foods right now. Your taste corresponds to the real needs of your body. You now change your eating motto to eating to live rather than living to eat. Food substances that your body does not need are actually nauseating to you.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. 25 years. Each year, we've had the honor of broadcasting around the world to over 100 million people. My fine crew and I have covered the greatest spectacle in racing from before the green flag is waved to after the checkered flag has fallen to signal another winner to enter that very exclusive piece of Indiana real estate known as Victory Lane. But the track and the race were there long before our entry on the scene. Its history stretched all the way back to the start of this century. The enterprising city of Indianapolis played a major part in the early history of the automobile. It was listed in the nation's second largest manufacturing
Indiana, plus the one big thing they've got in America. Indiana, Indianapolis was plus the one big thing they've got in America. Indiana, Indianapolis was plus the one big thing they've got in America. Indiana, Indianapolis was plus the one big thing they've got in America. Indiana, Indianapolis was plus the one big thing they've got in America.
Studied accounting and worked in such important positions as grocery clerk at the A&P, office boy for the Cutting and Packing Company, and bookkeeping clerk at a Bible bookstore. By skimping and saving and burning cut-rate gas in his convertible, he worked his way through 1.5 years of business school before his country called him to duty. They called and they called. Finally, 10 months after Pearl Harbor, he enlisted in the United States Air Force, and due to the fact that even flight surgeons have a sense of humor, he qualified for flight training. His physique was officially described as 135 pounds of bone and muscle plus 2 pounds of fighting power. He received his pilot's wings and his commission, being declared an officer and a gentleman by act of Congress, which was merely the recognition by a group of politicians of a fact previously established by nature. He served in the Pacific as the pilot of a B-24, and because of his strict adherence to the principles set forth in the motto of the 431st Bombardment Squadron, quote, "He who fights and runs away will live to fight another day." End quote. He attained the rank of squadron colonel. Shortly after his return to the United States, the war ended, in spite of the fact that in those days we had France, China, and the United States Navy on our side. After his discharge in 1945, he enrolled at Northwestern University in mechanical engineering and graduated in the fall of 1948 and came to Kansas State as an instructor. His prime reason for accepting the position was his desire to do missionary work among the natives. He instructed for 3 years in mechanical engineering, bringing pleasure and satisfaction to hundreds of students through his scintillating presentation of such fascinating courses as thermodynamics, heat power, and steam and gas engineering. For the past 10 years, he's been employed in the engineering experiment station in their industrial development program, which is attempting to change Kansas' basic economy from one dependent on farm subsidy to one based on manufacturing. In this capacity, he's become known from Elkhart to White Cloud, and from Baxter Springs to Burning Crystal. And it is certainly one of the high points of my career to have the pleasure of introducing to you. Thank you.
Greetings, welcome to episode 116 of Active Listening. I'm your host, Stalio.